This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hi, I'm Coach Corey Wayne, and this is my video coaching newsletter. And the topic of today's newsletter is going to be the unpredictable nature of women. Should I call or back off? Well, this particular email is from a guy whose previous email I answered, I think it was about a month ago, why you never say to women, we need to talk. So this is apparently the same particular girl. And so I guess after that email, he had reached out. He was trying to set the next date. And she just completely ignored him. He's thinking, well, I guess that's the end of that. So 17 days go by. He's thinking he's never going to hear from her again. And then guess who calls or texts him? She did. And then so he ends up asking her out. They make a date. They go to their favorite lakefront hookup spot. And he's like, within 5 minutes of us pulling up there, she unbuckles her seatbelt, hops in his lap. They... by the lake, and he's thinking this is great. A few days later go by, he hasn't heard anything, and then all of a sudden he notices she unfollowed him on Instagram. And he's so he's like, what should I call her? Should I be upset about this? So this email really, really, really brings up a super good point, especially you guys that like to obsess over social media. So I've had this happen many, many, many times. When you understand women, they really become as predictable as the sun coming up in the east and setting in the west. You could set your watch to them. That's why, another thing that cracks me up about the red pill guys, they get so mad about women. It's like, women are beautiful when you really understand them. You just got to understand the good ones being able to assess their character and not get too butthurt at how they operate or why they operate the way they do. You should be enchanted and excited about women. And so, because when you understand this stuff, it's like the cheat code. So you get to win the game all the time. It's like, hello. And so sometimes when a girl is mad, like in this case, I would say overall from what I've seen, this girl's probably super insecure. Probably not a good candidate to have a relationship with because she'll say things and then he doesn't do things that match her ridiculous, unreasonable expectations. And then she gets mad and seeks to punish him. In other words, she's hurting. She feels rejected. So what does she do? She unfollows him. Not because she doesn't like him, but because she's mad. And so women will do that sometimes, especially if they think you're creeping their social media, just to troll you, to see how you do with it, to see if you get upset, to see if it bothers you. And remember, you're supposed to be calm and unperturbable. And you shouldn't be creeping anybody's social media. If she unfollows you, you shouldn't even notice it. Because even though she unfollowed him, he's thinking, well, that's the end of that. I'll never hear from her again. And then guess what? She reaches out. And he's going, what? This doesn't make any sense, Corey. I don't understand what's going on here. It's like, it happens. Girls will do that. They'll unfollow you on all social media. And you'll think, well, that's the end of that. And you don't even notice. You don't say anything to them. And a few weeks or a month goes by, and then they reach out to you. The reason why they're unfollowing you is they're trying to get you to do something. They're trying to get you to notice. They're trying to get you upset or perturbed. Because all it does is validate them. Oh, he does care. He is interested. Because it's a scientific fact. It's a scientific fact that women are more attracted to men whose feelings are unclear. So with that in mind, let's go through this email. He says, hey, Coach, I'm writing you again to get your opinion on how I should handle my situation. I wrote you previously about a girl that hasn't talked to me in a few days because I told her I want to talk. She FaceTimed the day after, which I didn't answer because I was at work, and I texted her back a few hours later saying, hey, I just got home from work and I got your call. What's up? I didn't double text or reach out again because, like you say, dating is like tennis. 17 days went by when she called me at night and asked to hang out. Yeah, because you don't know what's going on in her life. You may have just met this girl. There may be an ex in the background. There may be other guys that she's further along with in the courtship process that she really likes and is more emotionally anchored to. Things look good with them, she disappears. Things look bad, boom, she shows back up. And so that's why you never get butthurt, you never get upset, you're not following or trolling her social media. Don't be watching her Instagram stories because she can always tell when you're doing that. It's just best to have complete radio silence. Let her be wondering, what the hell is going on with this guy? If she unfollows you, don't do anything. Don't retaliate. Just act like you didn't even see it. You didn't even notice it. Because it's just part of her game. She's trying to figure out where she stands with you. Because if she unfollows you and you're like, wait, why did you unfollow me? Then she's like, aha, I got him. He does care. But if she unfollows you and you don't even notice, and she's like, ah, then she gets resourceful. She's got to try something else. It's a scientific fact that women are more attracted to men whose feelings are unclear. And if you say, in this case, he's trying to set a date and 17 days go by and you don't double text, what does that mean? You're probably fucking somebody else. Because she's talking to other people. And so if you're talking to other people and a girl ignores you, then probably some other girl is who you're spending your time with. So it's super important to think about not to get emotional or upset or come from a place of fear of loss. Or it's just you look at it and go, hey, we're playing tennis. I hit the ball over the net. She stopped hitting it back. So I'm going to go play with somebody else. And if I hear from her, great. If not, whatever. I got a new tennis partner either way. That's all you have to do. She offered to come get me, and she brought some raw honey packets, which is supposed to get you in the mood. Really? I've never heard that before. So honey is supposed to make you horny for the hot beef injection. Okay. She brought some honey because she wanted the hot beef injection. She parked at a late front we normally go to when we hook up, and no less than 5 minutes into it, she unbuckled her seatbelt and got on top of me. Oh, so I guess she picked him up. She wanted to pick you up because she wanted to control it. Why? Because she's afraid you wouldn't show up. I'd say this girl's probably super insecure, but hey, this is a cute little story. Cute little love story by the lake. She initiated making out with me and started to go down on me, which led to her pulling me in the back seat. So aggressive. All I did was nothing. And we had our most passionate rough sex yet, calling me daddy, etc. Huh. Daddy probably ignored her a lot too. That's why. Turns her on when you don't do anything, because daddy did the same thing. Especially girls that don't have a good relationship with a dad, or the dad wasn't around, wasn't present. It's like when you act this way, it really accentuates the sexual anticipation and really turns them on. Makes them super aggressive. Most men never get to see this because they freak out after a couple days. They start calling and texting. But you let a girl like this go, and then 17 days later, she shows up, and what does she do? She grabs your ass and pulls you into the back seat and calls you daddy. Amazing how that works. Patience pays, Padawans. Afterwards, she drove me back and kissed me goodnight. Following week, she was calling and FaceTiming me all the time in the morning and afternoon, which she never did before. It's a scientific fact that women are more attracted to men whose feelings are unclear. You did nothing. You just let her be. You hit the ball over the net. She didn't hit it back. And you were like, meh, on to the next tennis player. And then look what it did to her. It really fucking turned her on. It turned her on, so she tuned your ass up in the backseat of her car. A few days later was Valentine's Day, and she called me at 3 p.m. and said, Happy Valentine's Day. I said it back, and she invited me to come over to her house and spend the night for the first time because her parents were away for the week. I arrived at her house, and she was wearing a short pink dress that looked super hot on her, and she greeted me with a kiss. I got her some roses and told her, what's Valentine's Day without flowers? And she kissed me again and said, thank you. No guy's ever gotten me flowers before. Like actually, man. We ended up hanging out in her room, cuddling while she was playing a video game. It's Valentine's Day and she looks hot and you're playing video games? Come on, man. And towards the end of the night, I asked her to put a show on so we could do something together. At this point, she was probably tired and smiled and rolled her eyes when I asked that. Ha! She rolled her. You know why she's rolling her eyes? Like, why don't you just get it over with and fuck me? That's what she's thinking. If you hesitate, you will masturbate. It is Valentine's Day. You literally sat in her bed and watched her play video games until she was like... until she's ready to pass out. This is what Quintus Curtis would call a dunce warrior. You got to do better, Padawan. You got to pay attention. She then went on her phone, and I could tell she was slightly annoyed and not feeling it because she had an appointment to go to at 7 the next morning. Now she's probably dialing up Chet Thundercock. This guy I thought was going to go somewhere, he's not fucking me, and it's Valentine's Day. He's just watching me play video games, and I got this cute hot pink skirt on. He's not even taking it off. She then told me, "You didn't plan on spending the night, did you?" I had brought a change of clothes, and she invited me to spend the night, so I said, "Yes, I did, but if you got to be up early, it's no problem." I would have just said, "Yeah, you invited me to come spend the night. Why? And by the way, why are you still in that pink dress? Why haven't you taken it off yet?" That's what I would have said. But I would have been sitting there watching her play video games all night. It's like, come on, man. She said, "I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a dick, but I got to be up early. I'm sorry. Chet Thundercock's going to be here in a while, so you got to hurry up." She didn't say that part, but she might as well. I say, "It's all good. No problem." And she walked me to the door, hugged me. I leaned in to kiss, and she kissed me goodnight. Here's the kicker. 3 days after that night, she unfollowed me on Instagram, and I figured to myself, well, that's that. Then 2 days after, she unfollowed me. She FaceTimes me. So her unfollowing you did not get your attention. Remember, it is a scientific fact that women are more attracted to men whose feelings are unclear. She unfollowed you, and you didn't even notice. You noticed, but she didn't know you noticed. That's the important thing. She's wearing all my clothes that I forgot to take when I left. My sweatshirt, my underwear, and even my socks. Gee, I wonder why she's wearing your clothes. Because she wants to fuck you. That's why. At this point, I was understandably confused. This is so simple. It's a scientific fact that women are more attracted to men whose feelings are unclear. And now she's wearing your clothes, going hint, hint, hint. So I didn't know what to think. A few days go by, and I call her asking if I left my wallet at her house because I couldn't find it after looking all over for it. Do you? Come on. And she said she couldn't find it, but she'd look for it. She FaceTimed you. I would have been like, "Hey, those are my clothes. I'm going to come over there and get them. I'm going to take my clothes off of your body and do naughty things to you." Or if her parents are back by then, you should have said, "I think you should come over to my house tonight and bring my clothes back with them on you, and I will personally take them off of you." Love is playful and fun, dude. And it's like she's reaching out when she's ready to see you, and you're like, what do I do? What do I do? Why is she calling me? I thought she didn't want to talk to me. Her pussy is dripping wet at this point. That's why she's wearing your clothes. And you didn't, like, it just sailed over your head, bruh. So he's asking about the wallet. And I said, "Great, call me if you find it." I ended up finding it in my other car, but I didn't think to tell her. She called me 3 hours later asking if I found it. And I said, "Yeah." She said, "Why didn't you tell me? I was going crazy for the last couple hours looking all over my house for it." I was like, "You know, I think you should just come over and we'll open a bottle of wine and I can help you with your, help you relax and unwind from all that wallet searching." I said I didn't think it was a big deal and honestly assumed she just wanted to see me because there was no reason for her to call me a second time. I used this as an opportunity to set the next date. "You should have just said, come over. Come over." If a girl calls you late at night and she's wearing your clothes, the only thing you need to say is, "Come over. Get over here now. Are you leaving yet? Get your ass over here. I'll see you in a little bit. Bye." And then just hang up on her. Just like that. So I said I wanted to go snowboarding like we talked about. See, you got to be flexible. It's like a date doesn't have to be some big event. It could just be, I mean, she's calling you in your clothes. And you're going, "How about we go snowboarding, Your Highness, in a week so I can spend a lot of money on you and have an official date?" It's not necessary. And I asked her when she's free. She told me she's free any day, so I told her Thursday works best for me. I'll pick you up at 2. She said, "Great, when I got off the phone. The day comes and she calls me twice at 11 in the morning asking me if I was ready. And I said, I'm finishing some things up and I'll be on my way. An hour later, I go pick her up and she gave me some boots I could use. And we went to the mountain. During the date, she kissed me multiple times, recorded a video of it. She asked for my sweatshirt, even though she was already wearing hers, and posted a picture of her in my hoodie on her Instagram story. Hey, this is my man. Later in the night, she leaned her head on my shoulder. Put your head on my shoulder. Was that Frankie Avalon from like the early 60s? Hey, it's before my time. But... And kissed me at the top of the mountain. We were tired at the end of the night, and after being playful, laughing, having fun, and putting our hands on each other, we decided to head home. She was too tired for sex at this point. Come on, man. Come on. Come on. What are you thinking? Just like so many missed opportunities here. I'm getting blue balls just reading this. Come on, man. Don't give the coach blue balls with this kind of an email. But next time, I'll make arrangements so we aren't so tired. LOL. You failed again, dude. I then dropped her off and she kissed me goodbye. So, coach, I was going to wait a week to call her again, but 5 days later, she FaceTimes me and said, what's up? I was like, you, I want to see your face. Besides on FaceTime, I want to see it in person. Get your cute little ass over here. I said, I just left my brother's and if she would like to hang out tonight. She told me she had plans that night. I would have said, well, cancel them. I'm more fun than any plans you got. And I said, I want to see you. When are you free this week? She said she doesn't know and said her friends was calling and we got off the phone. Coach, at this point, it seems like her interest clearly isn't as high as it was before. That's because you hesitate and you masturbate. You take her skiing all day and then you're too tired for sexy time. I'm also not happy with the fact that she unfollowed me on Instagram yet. We still went on a date with me because she's trying to get your attention. And she's trying to see if you're paying attention to her social media. Which you didn't give that away, so good job. You're playing poker quite well. It's a scientific fact that women are more attracted to men whose feelings are unclear. She's kissed me. She put her head on. Put your head on my shoulder. You can see a black and white video of Frankie Avalon. I think it's Frankie Avalon singing that. One of those teen idols from the early 60s. I think it was right before the Beatles exploded. And wears all my clothes down to the underwear, laughing my ass off. It's like, this is so easy to understand and decipher. But this is why I do these emails. Because you guys are like, coach, I must do the robot. I must go skiing all day and be so tired I can't fucking plow her strawberry fields. Why am I going out on dates with a girl that unfollowed me on Instagram? Because the only reason she unfollowed you is to troll you, to see if you were paying attention. And as far as she knows, you didn't even notice. Should I bring it up like that or just ask why she unfollowed me? Nope. Because it doesn't make sense why she would unfollow me, because she's trying to see if you're paying attention. Especially after wishing me a happy Valentine's Day, because she's trying to get your attention. And inviting me over to spend the night because she wants your attention. And then going on a date with me and kissing me, etc., because she wants your attention. And even wearing all my clothes because she wants your attention and she wants to fuck you. That's stuff a girlfriend would do. Well, hang out, have fun, hook up. And you're like, hang out?
Do I plan a date?
Don't be a robot. So what do I do, coach? Next time she reaches out, it's like, get your cute ass over here. Let's make some dinner together. I got plans. Oh, I don't care. Making dinner with me is way more fun than anything else you got going on. Come on. The wine is chilled and ready to go, sweetheart. Get your ass over here. I'm unhappy about her unfollowing me on Instagram, and I don't want to continue to be a doormat. She's doing everything but serving herself up on a silver platter for you. Bruh. I don't want to continue to be a doormat thinking she can just disrespect me like that and get away with it while thinking, standing up for myself. Oh, man, dude. This is so easy. It's like playing t-ball and you just keep... You keep hitting the t-ball holder. Which back in the day, the top of the t-ball was like... It's like something you use in a car radiator hose. They were all homemade back then. Thanks for the childhood memory. Just popped back in my mind. How should I bring it up? You don't. Who cares? You didn't even notice. As a man, you shouldn't even be on social media anyways. It's like I said, you should be paying attention to it. You should notice these things. If you have lots of fans and one of them unfollows you, it's like you don't even notice. And should I call her to ask her out and bring it up then, or wait to hear from her first and bring it up then? Well, you try to set a date and she's like, oh, I'm busy. So just, I'm sure she'll be in touch. Next time she's in touch, just tell her to come over, make a date. If a woman texts you or calls you after 10 o'clock at night, just say, come over. They're down to fuck. That's it. Come over. You don't need to
go, I'm going
to
plan a date 4 days in advance. I will pick you up at 7 p.m. and we will have an official date.
No. Come over. Because I feel disrespected and don't want her interest to continue to drop. Well, it's the only way it would be dropping is because you're not doing anything. She reaches out and then you don't set a date. It's like you're trying to figure out what the hell's going on instead of, hey, she's wearing my clothes. Oh, it's just for the hell of it. Girls, just throw all your clothes on for the hell of it. Because she had nothing else to wear. So she put your clothes on. That's what it was. Because of me being weak and not saying anything about it, it has nothing to do with that, dude. It's ridiculous. I need to stand up for myself and take my power back because I feel like she thinks she has me wrapped around her finger. No, I would say you're frustrating the hell out of her because you're not beating up her pelvis and you're just kind of going, bzz. You're like a dog chasing its tail. And you're like, what do I do? So again, next time she reaches out, assume she's down to fuck and just arrange the next opportunity for sex tap. And that's all it is. You don't have to spend money on her. You don't have to go anywhere. Just invite her over. Hang out. Have fun. Hook up. This is so easy, dude. You're like, the girl's like practically sitting there on the floor with her legs spread and nothing on going, hey, have sex with me. And you're going,
I'll take you out on a date next week and then we'll have sexy time.
Come on, dude. This is so easy. It's so easy. Just swing the bat. If you hesitate, you will masturbate. So knock it off. So if you got a question or challenge and you'd like to get my help, go to understandingrelationships.com. Click the products tab at the top of your screen on any page of my website and book a coaching session with yours truly. Until next time, I will talk to you soon.